I think these concerns, which I think are more of a smokescreen for not in my backyard, are unfounded.
You know, others we've spoken to who have visited the facility have relayed stories of detainees waiting all day in the clinics without being seen, or of not having access to medications to treat fevers for children or stomach problems. Is that something that resonates with you? Did you hear anything like that during your visit?
Well, so I did have the chance to speak with medical personnel on staff. And I will say this. I think ICE was put in a position where they, and I believe for political reasons, were called upon to open this facility very, very quickly. And so I think that was the driving force. And when you put something together so quickly, you know, there are going to be gaps. So there is a functioning health system, but I think there are the concerns that you mentioned, and I heard them.
So there is a functioning medical system within the facility. Is there anything, though, you feel could or should be done to improve the health situation there in Artesia?
I think what they clearly can do a lot better in is addressing the psychosocial needs of this population. My understanding is that at least a good portion of the mental health services available are through video conferencing, and there needs to be a very well-trained and experienced team of mental health professionals on site, because my sense, and this is something we have to learn more about, is that potentially this is a very traumatized population. Individuals fleeing not because they were seeking a better life here simply, but because they felt they had no choice. And so a population traumatized, and then, and this is kind of the underlying concern I have about Artesia, is the concept itself of detaining families. That this, based on research I've previously done and others have done, we know that putting families in immigration detention is not benign. It has harmful consequences on the family structure. It has potentially harmful consequences on individuals' mental health.
Well, Dr. Alan Keller, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Dr. Alan Keller with the New York University School of Medicine recently visited the federal facility in Artesia, where some Central American families who crossed the border into the U.S. illegally are being held. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.